I guess we saw this coming, but it still makes it difficult to say it out loud that Michigan now leads the nation again in new COVID cases. And a guy who saw it coming, I'm talking to his members, has to be Brian Peters. He's the CEO of Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Brian, thanks for coming on board here. It's a difficult time, obviously. We did see this coming. I appreciate you coming on this morning to help us understand what happened here.
Well, good morning, Paul W. Always a pleasure to be with you, despite the challenging circumstances.
And challenging they are. We do hear from doctors in the know, a number of them, that they still believe that all of this is coming because of the people who are not yet vaccinated. What do you and your other members in your Michigan Health and Hospital Association say?
I think at this point, as we've had now many months to look at the data, it is crystal clear to us that that is exactly correct, that this latest surge is being driven by and large by the unvaccinated. In fact, if you look at the number of hospitalizations, we're now at 3,308 COVID-related hospitalizations throughout the state of Michigan. And you look at the number of folks who are in the ICU, and you look at the number of folks who have actually died from COVID-19, it is overwhelmingly the unvaccinated. And so the data is incredibly compelling. Month after month, we see that we have a tool in the toolbox that is very powerful, it's very effective, and it's becoming increasingly frustrating to see those who are not taking advantage of that powerful tool.
You know, I'm not saying it's happening here in Michigan, but some hospitals I've been reading across the country have retaliated. And they're not happy when people come in now with COVID who have not been vaccinated. I mean, I can't blame them for being frustrated. It's extremely frustrating when there is, as you put it, Brian Peters, a pretty simple fix. Now, there are people yelling at their radio saying, yeah, but what about the people who got vaccinated and are still getting sick? Well, I mean, that's true. It's happened. But they're way less likely to die. And it's very clear, something we've been talking about for some time, whichever vaccination you got, you need a booster. And frankly, let me just tell you, with no medical authority, we'll probably need yet another shot because they're clearly not lasting forever. They rarely do.
Well, that's right, Paul W. And, you know, the reality is driving sober with a seatbelt is the right thing to do. And while it is not a perfect guarantee that you're going to have a safe drive, a safe commute from point A to point B, you are going to be far safer and far less likely to be seriously injured in an auto accident if you're wearing a seatbelt and driving sober as opposed to the alternative. And while the COVID vaccine is certainly not perfect, and there are breakthrough cases, no question, it is incredibly compelling to see, again, what the data is telling us. As you said, it is far less likely that you're going to be hospitalized and become seriously ill if you've been vaccinated. And that's the bottom line, not only here in Michigan, that's been clear and consistent throughout the country as well.
Brian, that's an excellent observation, and that's helpful, and I like it because it helps explain to people who say, well, yeah, well, they got the shot and they still got sick. What a great analogy saying, well, okay, let's say you're driving sober with your seatbelt. You still might get in an accident. That doesn't mean people should say, well, look, they were driving sober with a seatbelt. They got into an accident, so I'm going to drive drunk and not wear a seatbelt. I mean, it's like almost saying the exact same thing. Well done.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that's really the frustration from hearing those arguments. That's really the best analogy I can think of to describe the situation. And again, we understand that there's a lot of feelings about this from many different perspectives, and we always want to respect individual decision making. And I can tell you that at the end of the day, our hospitals and our heroes, the frontline caregivers, are going to provide the absolute best care to anyone and everyone who presents at their doorsteps. But yes, I think you're exactly right. There is a growing frustration because we know there's a tool in the toolbox. There's certainly a growing sense of fatigue There's no question about that, Paul W. When you think about these caregivers in our hospitals who've been dealing with this pandemic and all of the pent-up demand for other healthcare services now for nearly 2 years. And so that fatigue, that burnout factor is real. Our hospital beds are filling up, and so access becomes a serious issue in many communities. So we really do, again, call on the public to do the right thing and get vaccinated as soon as you possibly can.
Well, when guys that I know personally and respect and trust, guys like Bob Riney, Chief Operating Officer at Henry Ford Health System, he did a great job with a press conference yesterday, but he's saying it very simply that the trends in COVID-19 are seen now as very alarming. And frankly, we're coming into Thanksgiving. And come hell or high water, people are going to have Thanksgiving this year. They had to give it up, many of them, last year. So the doctors are saying now, if you're going to do Thanksgiving, first of all, they say you should get vaccinated. But people who aren't getting vaccinated aren't listening to that. But they're also saying that if you're not feeling well, if you're running a fever, if you're short of breath, tired, maybe you have the flu, maybe you have COVID, but for sure, you should stay home. But this is asking a lot of people. This is asking people to self-police. And that doesn't always work out, does it?
Unfortunately, no. But, Bob Riney's a good friend and a great leader, and his advice is spot on. I would agree with that.
I would as well. Brian Peters, thanks for handling the questions and filling us in on behalf of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, of which Brian Peters is CEO. I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lots to think about, lots to do. Maybe reevaluate your thoughts on what's going on, but certainly Thanksgiving, when you have all the relatives, including the elderly, you do not want to be the one that brings the disease, the problem, the pandemic to their lives.